This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday said it was closely monitoring the probe into a deadly Israeli airstrike it called beyond tragic, but that the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House was asked about whether the events over the weekend qualified as the type of death and destruction U.S. officials have warned about, and Kirby said that the U.S. doesn't have a measuring stick here or a quota. An Israeli airstrike on Sunday triggered a fire in a tent camp in the Gaza city of Rafah, killing 45 Palestinians. Aid deliveries were suspended on Tuesday at the just-built, now-broken U.S. temporary pier in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magadi reports.
Rough seas have damaged a U.S.-built temporary pier that's being used to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Three U.S. officials tell the AP the pier's operations are now temporarily suspended due to the damage. That's just the latest setback after the pier became operational last week. Four of the Army boats being used to ferry aid from commercial vessels to the pier became unmoored over the weekend, and there have also been three U.S. troop injuries. The pier has been providing an extra way to get critically needed aid into Gaza. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ireland officially recognized a Palestinian state on Tuesday, defying Israel, which had condemned the plan.
If countries do not now take this formal step to recognize Palestine, I fear there may not be the opportunity in the future. Now is the time to act.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris, the government approved the move on Tuesday, joining Spain and Norway, who also recognized the Palestinian.